Hello, and welcome back to the Already Unleashed podcast. My name is Nikki Unleashed, and I will be your host for this episode 3, where I talk about paradox and sculptures. Let's go. So this idea of being already unleashed has been very present in my life, and I wanted to talk about it even more today. I'm going to be posting on my Instagram these two statues. There's one of a woman and one of a man. The one by the woman is actually a 3D image by the artist Gabriel D'Orazio, and the man one is titled Chubbies by the artists Lean Alveson and Alex Morales. To describe them for my listeners who can't see the images, they are statues of this man and this woman, and they are, the top half of the statue is like this fit, healthy, confident person chiseling away at their old, heavier selves. And this is not a commentary on weight or health, but on the idea and the spirit of work, and how work can be a joyful thing, and how it is necessary in life. When I say that we are already unleashed, I mean that deep, deep down, we are already worthy, we are already capable and willing, and we already deserve all of the good things in life. We don't have to do anything to earn our place on this planet. We are already unleashed, deep down. And that's not a free pass to sit on our butts or rest on our laurels or do nothing. It's a paradox. There's a balance here. I've noticed lately in the self-help community, there's a lot of talk about rest and integration and, you know, letting yourself take it easy and do this self-care. And yes, those things are certainly important, and there's a place for that. And I think there's also a place for work. Like, we need to do work in our lives. But that's also not to say that we need to be these human doings and forget about being a human being, right? We don't need to be productive every minute of every hour of every day. There's a balance, and the easiest way, in my opinion, to strike that balance is like riding a bike. It's easier to balance when you're in motion, when you're moving, when you're actively applying both rest and work. These images, these statues, these 3D renderings really inspire something in my cells when I look at them, when I let them sink into my body. The work that needs to be done is not something that needs to be dreaded or heavy or an obligation or something that I have to do, otherwise I'm never going to be successful. It doesn't have to have that weight, that heaviness to it. The work in our jobs, in our art, in our relationships, in our businesses, in our travel, in healing heartbreak, in starting new relationships, that work can be joyful, it can be lighthearted, it can be a source of pleasure and alignment and fulfillment in our lives. And that also means that work is not, it's not always going to be easy or pleasurable or fun, but there's a sense of honor and trust and pride in facing our challenges and becoming better people for it. We are both the sculptor and the statue within. So when I say that we're already unleashed, I mean that the statue of your life, the masterpiece that you are, is already inside you. And there is some work to be done to discover and unleash and find out who you are in different situations, with different people, with different things that you're doing and trying. Ultimately, our life is our canvas. Yes, there are different ways that we express and show and embody who we are. And our life, the way we live, the way we move, the way we speak, the way we carry ourselves, that is the ultimate work. That is the ultimate statue within. I was looking at these images that I'm going to share online, and in one of the photos, the woman is holding the hammer and the chisel, and she's chiseling away at herself, at her life, at who she wants to become, who she knows she can be deep down. And I was also thinking about how in pharmacy with medication, there's a thing called indication, meaning there is a right time and right place to use medication. And this doesn't just apply to pharmacy, this applies to anything, to art, to whatever your craft is, to, I mean, food even. Like, so in pharmacy, the indication is you want to use the right dose at the right frequency at the right time for the right thing. For example, you would not use a chemotherapy agent to treat diabetes, and you would not use diabetic medication to treat your cancer. And like in cooking, right, you would only use certain spices and certain dishes to achieve a certain taste. Now, there's certainly room in art and cooking for creativity, and there's certainly an art to practicing medicine. But I was thinking about how we also want to use correct tools in the correct places in our lives. So in this image of the statue, the 3D rendering, the woman is using a hammer and a chisel. Now, could she have used a screwdriver? I mean, she could have, sure. Would it work? I mean, probably. Would it be the most effective or efficient or pleasurable way to get the job done? Arguably, probably not. And in life, we may not always know what the right tool is or what the right next step is. We might not be able to see the full staircase, but that doesn't mean that we can't take the next step. That doesn't mean that we can't try. There's an element of trial and error in any endeavor in life. And I think sometimes people can get stuck trying to identify the perfect tool and the perfect step to take, and that can stop us from taking action. When really what we need to do is just take that step. Like, who cares if you use a screwdriver at first, if that is what you have available to you? Like, using that screwdriver will help you see what you do and do not prefer, what you wish you had in a tool, what you wish you did not have in a tool. That will help you appreciate when you do find that correct chisel. And it just, man, when you strike it with that hammer, it hits that marble at the right angle, and it does what you need it to do, and you're able to have that finesse with the medium that you're using for your art. So there's a paradox of you need to take the right step, but you might not know what the right step is, and you need to use tools, but you might not know exactly what the right tool is. And even within that, if you can overthink things the way that I can, there's a freedom in remembering that you are already unleashed. You are taking steps to discover who you are, who you want to be, the way you are in different situations with different people. And there's work to be done. There is always going to be work to be done until the day we die. But that doesn't have to be a depressing or anxiety-inducing or a heavy thing. That can be a really exciting prospect that I will never be done. Like, there is always something that I can taste or smell or see or, you know, work on or chisel away at. There's always something for me to do for me to be who I desire to be. So just wanted to bring that in, to bring up these old images that I've loved for a few years now, and remind us as we start, let's see, the second third of 2022, that on one hand, yes, you are already unleashed, you are already worthy of everything that you desire in this lifetime. And flip side of that coin, at the very same time, it is also true that there is work to be done. And you are capable of doing that work. You are capable of holding the tools, of finding the right tools, of playing around with it and experimenting and being in the arena, being in the playing field, being in the science lab, experimenting and playing with it and finding what works best for you. And also knowing that you can pick up a different tool at any time. Like, you are not stuck with any one tool. You are a fluid, moving, alive human being. And there is so much out there for you to discover and for you to create, because you are the sculptor and the statue. You can do this. Let's get out there and make our art and be our best selves, and remember that deep down, even while we're doing all this work, even while we're stumbling and enjoying the journey and figuring it out as we go, deep down, we are already unleashed. Thank you for joining me. Catch you next time. Bye.